experiences in India purely from a personal standpoint and not as a theological scholar or as anybody's official spokesperson. This is why I will not be using my guru's name throughout this book, because I cannot speak for her. Her teachings speak best for themselves. Nor will I reveal either the name or the location of her ashram, thereby sparing that fine institution publicity which it may have neither the interest in nor the resources for managing. One final expression of gratitude. While scattered names throughout this book have been changed for various reasons, I've elected to change the names of every single person I met, both Indian and Western, at this ashram in India. This is out of respect for the fact that most people don't go on a spiritual pilgrimage in order to appear later as a character in a book. Unless, of course, they are me. I've made only one exception to this self-imposed policy of anonymity. Richard from Texas really is named Richard, and he really is from Texas. I wanted to use his real name because he was so important to me when I was in India. One last thing. When I asked Richard if it was okay with him if I mentioned in my book that he used to be a junkie and a drunk, he said that would be totally fine. He said, "I'd been trying to figure out how to get the word out about that anyhow." But first, Italy.